Sugar Bowl between Notre Dame Georgia expected to go on after deadly truck attack in New Orleans. By Dylan Gwynn on January 1, 2025. New Orleans police have indicated that Wednesday night's Sugar Bowl matchup between the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and the Georgia Bulldogs will go on as scheduled after a deadly attack in which a driver drove a truck into a Bourbon Street crowd, killing and wounding dozens. New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick said police officers would work to ensure safety at the event, suggesting the Sugar Bowl will be held as scheduled at 7:45 p.m. Central Time, CBS News reports. The Sugar Bowl Committee released a statement expressing its grief over the attack and its commitment to working with authorities. Notre Dame released a statement urging their fans to join them for a previously scheduled mass. "We ask our fans to join us in prayer for those injured and lost in this senseless act of violence. Those staying at the Hilton New Orleans Riverside Hotel are welcome to join us for the previously scheduled mass there at 11 a.m. Otherwise, we ask that you join us in prayer from wherever you are." The University of Georgia also took to X to express grief over the incident. "We are horrified and saddened by the senseless act of violence that occurred in the early hours of New Year's Day in New Orleans. University personnel are working to determine if any UGA students, faculty, staff, alumni, or fans were among the victims. We offer our deepest condolences to all the victims and their families, and we stand in solidarity with the New Orleans community." The attack occurred around 3:15 a.m. CT Wednesday in New Orleans' bustling French Quarter district, known worldwide as one of the largest destinations for New Year's Eve parties, ESPN reports. Crowds in the city had also ballooned in anticipation of the college football playoff game between Georgia and Notre Dame at the nearby Superdome on Wednesday night. The driver of the vehicle was killed in a firefight with police following the attack, the FBI said, adding that it was heading an investigation with our partners to investigate this as an act of terrorism. After the vehicle came to a stop, the driver emerged from the truck and opened fire on responding officers, New Orleans police said. Officers returned fire, striking and killing the driver, police said. New Orleans Police Commissioner Ann Kirkpatrick left no doubt as to the driver's intentions. "He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did," Kirkpatrick said. "It was very intentional behavior. This man was trying to run over as many people as he could." The suspect accused of perpetrating the attack has been preliminarily identified as Shamsud Dinjabar, according to three senior law enforcement officials briefed on the matter.